Well, things have been open for a couple of weeks or a little longer in Florida, in Georgia, some other states, Kentucky, Wisconsin, Iowa now has pretty much opened things up as of Friday. Not everything's open back up. A lot of them starting to open back up, not far away from here. So what's going on in the state of Illinois? Well, there's phases out there, and the problem with it is that it's not the phases, it's the timeline, and there are areas of the state that are past some of the phases, but not the timeline, and there is where some ideas have come from. Joining us to talk more about it this morning, Galesburg Mayor John Pritchard. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm good.
Well, let's talk about this Heart of Illinois program, kind of the gist of where it got started and how the city of Galesburg, among others, got involved.
Well, I think, on May 8th, the mayor of Peoria and the chairman of the Peoria County Board and their health department official held a press conference, and they announced that they were sending a letter to the governor and had a plan that they wanted the governor to review and approve. And as far as I know, the letter was sent and there's been no a response from the governor to that I'm aware of, other than the following day he issued a threat that he would further punish individuals and governments that didn't follow his plan. Their plan, the Heart of Illinois plan, is very well done. It is a phased reopening plan, but it works in 3-week phases instead of 4-week phases. And we would immediately move to the next phase because based on all the data requirements of either the governor's plan or the Heart of Illinois plan, this region, in fact, the whole state as of last night, according to the mayor of Chicago, has all met the criteria for testing and so forth to move forward.
Hmm.
So, but currently under the governor's plan, the next move would be on May 28th, and the reopening of restaurants would be delayed until the end of June. Whereas, as you know, all around us in every state around us, I can go to a sit down restaurant today.
You know, you mentioned that the possibility of reopening some things, and it not just like, okay, well, we're on board, we just want to reopen. It's not that. You have talked with the health department, among other people. You're confirming that, like, hey, these things would be okay to do.
Yeah, I've talked to all the appropriate organizations in our community that would and asked them and had them review the plan and give me input onto it. And it's a very solid, very well-tested plan. I believe even the Illinois Health Department acknowledged to the Peoria Health Department that it was very well done. And no, it's not throwing everything open tomorrow, but it's still a phased reopening plan. It's data-driven. But the other element to it is – you know, currently the governor's plan has Illinois divided into four parts. You know, there's 20, I don't know. There's, we're lumped in with a huge area. And this would be for the original group, it's 11 county and possibly 12. If we join the group, we're welcome after talking to Mayor Artis. And one of the things I've watched as I watched the governor ask, on this, why did you divide the state into four regions? And one answer was, well, it's because people travel around. Well, okay. You know, there's an order the governor's issued. I want to tell him about it. It eliminates non-essential travel. Number one. Number two is there's nothing to do in Illinois. You can't, I'm not going to go drive over to, Heritage Days in Macomb because there is none.
Right.
This year. So that didn't seem to be a very strong reason for making four districts. The other key question I watched him answer was, if let's say Illinois all moves to the next phase three on the 28th of May and a hot spot occurs in a particular county. And the example that in the press conference was, let's say Rock Island becomes a terrible hot spot. What do you do? Do you move that whole Northwest region back or just Rock Island County? And he really didn't answer that question, you know, and it's, It's where I came from on May 6th when I wrote him and said, you know, we need to have more subdivisions. And at least the 11 regions that the Emergency Management Association has set up for years. But in Iowa, you know, they're doing it county by county. And yeah. I think that's appropriate. You know, in Illinois, this is Friday night data, 80,000 people had tested positive in basically Cook County and less than 8,000 in the entire rest of the state.
Yeah.
You know, most of the deaths, most of the, you know, whatever. So they have a very serious problem. I think when I wrote my letter on May 6th, there was no one in the hospital in Knox County with COVID. And I think on Thursday or Wednesday, there were two people. And so we've been very successful in keeping down the virus. And there's no reason we can't proceed through moving forward and getting certain things reopened with caution, with proper, you know, protocols, mm-hmm. and, you know, restore people. Because the bottom line is people are being crushed by the shutdown order. They're being crushed. And there will be, you know, every day that this continues, more businesses will close. And when businesses close, more jobs are lost. And that's and that's the issue.
Galesburg Mayor John Pritchard joining us here this morning. And my guess is that your letter or correspondence with the government, governor, probably no response either. I'm guessing that's probably most of downstate.
Yeah, you know, that I have not had a response. But, you know, the thing we kind of looked at what other areas in the state were doing, and we found, you know, Effingham County is moving ahead with their own plan. Madison County, which is in the, you know, St. Louis metro area, is moving ahead with a plan. You had the original Tri-County plan, you know, led by the mayor of East Peoria. Now that's become, you know, the HOI plan. There is a great deal of dissatisfaction with the governor's reopening plan.
Well, let's talk within the Heart of Illinois plan, the phases, and talk about what might happen and how soon it might happen.
Oh gosh, into the weeds, huh? Well, for instance, it's a three-stage plan, and it basically would move to moving to stage one. The major differences would be that it would allow all manufacturing and assembly work would be allowed, which is consistent with the governor's plan. But it would also allow religious services, places of worship, to reopen at 50% capacity. In their first stage, and three quarters capacity in the second stage, and then in the third stage be fully reopened. Restaurants and taverns would open at the 50% issue at the first phase. Personal services would open at 50%. Retail would open at 50%. Even gyms and fitness centers would open at 75%. Certain things would require, you know, a specific plan, but most importantly, there is a specific protocol for each type of business to reopen, rules to follow, you know, rules about signage, measures to protect employee health, measures to protect and visitor customer health, measures to ensure physical separation, measures to prevent unnecessary contact. So all this is a very health conscious plan to move forward. And all the Heart of Illinois people have developed all the necessary forms and paperwork and instructions, so the plan, it can be clear and made clear to everyone. Everyone will know what's expected. Everyone will know how to proceed. And it will move along. Supporting medical data will obviously be metrics will be tracked and traced. And you know, if heaven forbid there's some horrible outbreak, you know, we can move backwards if we have to. We don't want to, and we won't. But I think we have been successful here because most of the people here in our area are taking this seriously. They're taking their measures seriously. When I go out, I see masks everywhere now. People are keeping distant and doing those basic things of hygiene that are going to protect us.
Galesburg Mayor John Pritchard joining us here this morning. A lot of people say, well, gosh, you do this and the cases are going to spike. We have the story this morning that we talked about earlier in that Georgia and Florida, who've both been open for a couple of weeks. And as of this past week, Florida's positive test dropped by 14%, Georgia by 12%. So there's a lot of medical people and scientists talking about the herd immunity thing. So maybe it actually helps having people get out a little bit more, even though you're keeping your social distancing and everything.
Well, I think, the virus is here. The virus is going to be here for quite a long time. I think, the reason we got started in this process originally was to protect citizens from being, overwhelming our medical community. Obviously, we're not overwhelming our medical community. And I'm surprised to hear that the number of cases are going down. I would expect there'd be a few more cases. But at this point, we just can't hide in foxholes forever.
Yeah. Well, and then also, one, it's not a requirement that if you don't want to go out, you don't feel safe, don't go out. Two, if you are at higher risk, I would say probably don't go out. Don't do these things.
Yeah, I think that's still a recommendation of any of the plants I've looked at. People who are have immune system that are compromised, older people, people overweight, with diabetes, heart disease, or any of those things, those people need to be extraordinarily careful, and they should continue to shelter. In fact, I think the plan itself, the Heart of Illinois plan, I think, the notion is we have to be especially careful for, people in group homes, in congregate homes like the Kensington or nursing homes and so forth. Those people are at so much higher risk of bad health outcomes if they get the virus.
How about a timeline, and if this happened, and when will a decision be made that the first phase of this particular plan will be opened up?
Well, there's more work to be done today, mm-hmm. and hopefully I'll have that finished by tonight, and we'll talk to the council about that. There's the mechanical things that need to be done. I think the Heart of Illinois folks are a couple weeks ahead of us. There's things like, how can I get I have a jewelry store. What do I have to do? How do I go get that form and get it filled out, and those kinds of things. So those mechanical things could take a few more days, presuming that we decide to proceed and join their Heart of Illinois plan.
Well, the other issue is the governor trying to flex his muscles, and if a business has any sort of licensing through the state, I guess maybe you might not want to proceed, which it doesn't seem like that has anything to do with anybody's health.
Yeah, I think. Well, yeah, the governor is threatening and individuals and municipalities with punishment, whatever that means. And that's one of the things that has to be analyzed today moving forward is, is the risk worth the reward? But, individual businesses that have any kind of a license with the state of Illinois would be reckless and have their license perhaps revoked by the state if they were to reopen contrary to the governor's plan. And, of course, there's the issue of insurance. You can't reopen your business unless you have the, so businesses have to consult with insurance company, businesses, non-for-profits, have to consult with their insurance coverages to make sure they're going to be covered if they're going to reopen, both from the standpoint of their employees and their customers. So, in Iowa, of course, Friday you could open your restaurant at 50% seating capacity. And some restaurants have not opened yet because it financially doesn't make sense, or they're not ready with the protective measures that they need, but some have opened. And, Southeast Iowa is pretty typical with Western Illinois in terms of what kind of, positivity rates we've had and so forth. So we're watching that very closely. And of course, as I have radio stations in Iowa, so mm-hmm. I spent good part of Sunday reviewing all the things that, are going on there and trying to make sure that I don't get confused about what the rules are.
You know, yeah.
Because between Illinois and Iowa and, you know, so forth.
Absolutely. Galesburg Mayor John Pritchard joining us here this morning. Heart of Illinois program. Very interesting. As you mentioned, like East Peoria kind of seems like they took and ran with it right off the bat. Their mayor's like, we're just
yeah, he did. He was out of there. But I was surprised to see, you know, Adams County, of course, have their own plan as well.
Quincy.
I mean, there's Quincy. So they've, it's a widespread unrest on the part of municipal governments with respect to the governor's plan.
Absolutely. Anything else we need to know about it, John?
No, that's basically it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking some time with us this morning and explaining what's going on with this program. Hopefully it's going to get things a little more back to normal soon.
Yep. Thank you.